San Bernardino County Registrar Michael Scarpello spent last Friday staffing up. His county's recount was scheduled to start on Monday, but it didn't because former Assembly Speaker John Perez canceled his recount bid Friday afternoon.
We had about 25 poll workers lined up and ready to go. We called them back Friday afternoon and said, we'll see you in November.
To Scarpello, it's how the current recount process works. But to Yolo County Elections Chief Freddie Oakley, it's a process that needs an overhaul.
When to do a recount and who should pay for the recount is clearly a problem that requires some legislative attention.
Many county registrars say California law should mirror 20 other states in Washington, D.C., automatic recounts in close state and local elections. There's disagreement, however, on how narrow of a result should trigger the recount.
I have no problem with 1 or 2%.
A tenth to maybe a 20th of a percent.
Most registrars also favor random samplings rather than candidates getting to cherry-pick their best precincts. And another thing. California's current system charges whoever requests the recount unless it changes the result. Registrars say the state should pay for automatic recounts within that narrow margin, but they fear the state will simply push the bill to counties. Los Angeles County Registrar Dean Logan says these and other questions make it clear the legislature shouldn't rush to change recount laws.
We need to take the time to really think that through and put together a proposal that makes sense not just for statewide contests, but that addresses the recount process in general.
Lawmakers could try to change that process during their final weeks in session next month, or they could wait until next year. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.